Page 42. Culture. 1. Look at the photos and answer the questions. Then say what you think the article is going to be about. Where can you see? A student riding to school on a donkey? Children walking to school along some rail tracks? 2. Watch the video to check your answers. 3. Read the article and say which country each photo is from. Hard journeys for school children. How do you get to school? This question often gets an answer like by bus or I walk or my parents take me by car. But not always. There are children in many different parts of the world who, every day, have to go on a difficult journey in order to get to their lessons. They travel for kilometers on foot, or by boat, bicycle, donkey or train. They cross deserts, mountains, rivers, snow and ice. For example, the children of the Inupiat community in Alaska go to school and then come back when it is dark, in extremely cold temperatures. And they are not the only ones. Kids in many countries do this and more. A, B, C. These children in Indonesia have to cross a bridge 10 meters above a dangerous river to get to their class on time. The bridge fell down in 2001 after very heavy rain. Then they walk many more kilometers through the forest to their school in Banten Village. A pupil at Gulu Village Primary School, China, rides a donkey as his grandfather walks beside him. Gulu is a mountain village in a national park. The school is far away from the village. It is halfway up a mountain, so it takes 5 hours to climb from the bottom of the mountain to the school. The children have a dangerous journey. The path is only 45 centimeters wide in some places. These children live in poor houses on Chetla Road in Delhi, India. Their homes are near the busy and dangerous railway lines that go to Alipur station. Every morning they walk along the tracks to get to their school, 40 minutes away. So one question he can ask is, why do the children do this? Because their parents make them do it? The answer, in many cases, is no. It's because for them going to school means a better future. They hope to get a job and money, so they can help their families and their neighbors. And this is why rivers, deserts or danger won't stop them on their way to school.